interesting story about Chipotle, which is a restaurant. It's a Mexican restaurant chain, predominantly in the United States, a major national restaurant. They have been fined $1.3 million and cited with more than 13,000 child labor violations. Like, that sounds horrible, doesn't it? Estimated 13,253 child labor violations in more than 50 locations. And the problem is they employ young people across the country, and they have a duty to ensure minors are safe working in their restaurants. And they have found that they are violating some child labor laws because they have young people working for them, and these young people are at risk. So there are so many fast food restaurants. Many of them operate the same systems and guidelines. How is it that this restaurant chain is in trouble, and what specifically are they in trouble for? Joining us now is Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP, employment lawyer. Howard, good evening. Welcome to the Nightside.
Well, thank you for having me.
So what exactly did Chipotle do wrong to get these big fines?
Well, they employed underage minors repeatedly throughout the state of Massachusetts. So they've got a, I think it was a $2 million penalty they've had to pay. You think the law is pretty clear. Don't employ people under 18 in that state. It's different in Ontario than the actual years. But there it's 18. They employed them under 18, and they got a $2 million fine. So you want to break the law, with you don't have impunity.
Does that seem like a very strange law, in the sense that, because like when you think of most fast food places, I would have to believe McDonald's and Harvey, or I guess they don't have Harvey's, but Hardee's and Burger King, they've got to be employing people under 18. Isn't that how those businesses run?
Depends where you are. And that may be the problem, because in different states and in different provinces, there's different laws. In Ontario, you can work in a fast food restaurant or a store or an office at 15. I'm sorry, at 14, actually. In a factory, you can work at 15. In construction, at 16. In an underground mine, not that how many kids are working in underground mines, you have to be 18. But basically, in most places in Ontario, you can be 14 and work, except you can't work during the school year under the Education Act. During a school day, during the school year, you can't work. So you can work after hours, before hours, on weekends, but that's how the government tries to force kids that are 17 and under to go to school.
Now, I understand when I look at this Chipotle lawsuit, or this finding, is they had employees under the age 18 not only working, but working past midnight and more than 48 hours a week. And when the investigators were talking to them, they said, well, they've had us working so much, we couldn't keep up with our school work. So is it, in Canada, are there rules as to when minors can work into the evening? Like, is there like a cutoff that they can't work past 10 o'clock at night?
No, it's the other way around. They can't work during the school day if they're a minor, but there's nothing prohibiting them from coming at the school day, that's at 3:30, coming to work at 4:30 and working to midnight. There's nothing here prohibiting that.
Okay, so they have that over in Massachusetts. What about when it comes to the amount kids can work per week?
It's the same as with adults, and generally the maximum is 48 hours. Now, understand, when we talk about hours, we're not including lunch breaks. So it's hours in excess of lunch break. Now, over 44 hours a week, you have to be paid time and a half, and that applies to everybody. But there's no special rules for minors respecting that. The only special rules are they can't work during the time that schools are open, if they're 17 and under, and the minimum age, which I delineated a couple minutes ago, for different types of occupations. But for most, it's 14 and over here, unlike there, where it's 18 and over.
So when it comes to the $1.3 million fine, that's obviously going to go into the coffers of the state. Will restaurants then, especially Chipotle in this case, they're going to have to change how they deal with their staff. So these kids might end up losing their jobs too,
they're
right?
Absolutely going to lose their job. I'm sure they already have. So the kids are going to say, gee, my parents make no money. This is my way of getting bubblegum money or whatever money they needed for whatever their needs might be. Maybe even supplant the family income in some cases.
Yeah.
Or to have enough money for sneakers or enough money to have decent lunches at school or enough money to not be embarrassed vis-a-vis their peers in the status-oriented society, and now they're deprived of those jobs because of the law, and other companies in Massachusetts are going to be loath to hire them because they don't want to be where Chipotle is right now.
Yeah. Howard Levitt with us. In Canada, are there any child labor laws that you see people violating? Like, are there things that, like, business owners just don't know the rules? And
well, you said yourself, young kids are seen working in restaurants all the time.
Yeah.
So if they're not at least 14 or in a factory 15 or in construction 16, then they're violating the law. And I'm not sure how carefully companies look, especially if it's a store and it's a family-owned store or it's a friend of a friend. Are they really paying attention to their birth certificates? I doubt it.
And what are the rules when it comes to family? Because obviously there's a lot of families that have, whether it's a farm or a construction company. And like, I know my dad, he did construction and every summer I worked for him. And I just did that because he told me to. But is there an age limit when it comes to the family?
There's no difference. It's the same thing. You can't let your kids work, depending on what the industry is, under the age that I just specified a minute ago.
Okay. I'm going to go talk to my dad.
It doesn't matter if they're a family member. They're not an owner. They're a worker. And it applies to workers. So if you're a worker, you better be, if you're working construction, 16 or 15 in a factory or 14, pretty much everywhere else.
Do we have cases like this in Canada, Howard? Because I don't recall ever seeing one, but it's sort of in your wheelhouse of every day, where a restaurant or a business is hit with a major fine like this, where they point out some employment problems? Because usually these big companies have most of their T's crossed and dots, I's dotted, no?
I think that's right. I'm shocked that Chipotle didn't. I suspect it's because the age is so high in Massachusetts, 18 versus 14 here, and therefore their nationwide systems or international systems just didn't catch the difference in Boston and surrounding areas of Massachusetts, so they made a mistake. But here the age limit is pretty low. I mean, 14 to work in a store and office is pretty low, and under that, what company's even going to think about it, unless, again, it's a family-owned company, and they're going to do it, and nobody's going to prosecute them.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Howard Levitt, Levitt LLP, employment lawyer. Howard, appreciate your time as always.
Well, anytime. Thank you.
There you go. So there you go. Chipotle, they're in trouble because they've been having kids work too much and too late into the night and under a certain age. It's good questions to ask. I think sometimes when people are hiring teenagers, they forget those numbers that Howard just threw out there. 14 for stores and restaurants, 15 in manufacturing, and 16 for construction. They forget. And especially if you're a smaller business, sometimes you just don't know. So it's good information to have.